Hey, this is Stevie Batiche from Microsoft, and you're listening to Talknology.
It's high time, isn't it, that we got back together, you and I? So here we are, without further ado, to reflect on the past year and where we've got to and where we're heading to. And this crazy career in coaching that I appear to have found myself in over the past 3 years, what it means, what's happening with that, what's been learned. It's been remarkable, and this is why I wanted to, first of all, finish my brew, and second of all, tell you a little bit about how I think what I've discovered can probably give extra vim and vigor to your 2024. I did start a dedicated podcast called More to 24. That was principally about getting you ready for the new year, set of principles, frameworks, approaches, all that yada 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 that nobody really cares about, so I binned that off pretty short order. But now, after like hundreds of hours of coaching this year, by the end of November I'd been practicing for 9 months a framework that has really paid off for my clients rather than me. I should patent it. I won't. I've always been for the people, by the people, with the people, on the people, but only behind closed doors. And that framework that I have pioneered selflessly, selfishly, it's called the three N's. It's numbers, it's network, it's niche. I use it as much for early career professionals as I do for anyone who cares to listen, who wants to implement something a bit different into their mindset. And it is a whole person approach. What do they mean? I'll break it down after another sip of the most fantastic tea you can buy in Tenerife. Where should we start? Let's start with the numbers, because that is the lodestar. Whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you are a member of the twittering class, a colleague, an employee, numbers are the heartbeat of what you do between 9 and 5, or like 5 and midnight if you're doing odd shifts. Numbers are what signals the success or failure of the business. And in the past 50 or so clients, one common element, the golden thread, is that they're just not focused enough on the metrics. They don't know what success is in a brass tacks way. They don't know how to measure it. They don't know what to measure. They don't know what the measurements look like. And I always circle back to, if you're an entrepreneur, is spending more time trying to understand your customer needs, understand what the customer looks like, do a bit of work on the personas, get their archetypes, and then figure out where your business aligns with them. I had a conversation today with a woman from Romania who runs her own social media marketing studio about how ultimately business is two circles and you're looking for the bit in the middle. They call that Venn, don't they? On the one side it's what you can do, on the other side it's what your customers need. And that sweet spot is where you need to be operating in. And that is what determines the numbers that you need to track. You need to track the number of customers you acquire, the number of customers that you retain, the number of services that you deliver, the amount of success that you provide for your customers, the money in, the money out. And even with that basic set of data, you can decide a lot about what 24 will look like for you, which services are taking the most time. So you need to be tracking your time as well. That's a metric. And deciding where to reassign and reallocate in the new year. Speaking about my most recent coaching client, working with a lot of small businesses, and they're demanding of her time, and she has a retainer package, so she doesn't specify the amount of time that she provides in their service, but they all want more because she's not imposed checks and measures. She's not said, look, you have a limit of 20 hours a month. Such a simple thing to do. And so she's breaking her back, keeping everybody happy. False economy. Because if you're not working on yourself, you can't work for anyone else. And if you're on the edge of a nervous breakdown, then it doesn't matter how many customers you got, none of them are getting you. So in that environment where you've got a lot of needy customers, I think you need to cut your cloth. You need to approach this in a very different way. In her case, she's shifting from creator to coach. She's creating a compelling video course that will get people up and running, that very specifically leans into clients doing the work rather than expecting her to do it all for them. Teaching them how to fish, not giving them one. And then on the back of that, to mitigate for the lack of one-to-one attention, building a community, creating regular weekly community calls, sharing your expertise, celebrating successes, answering questions, becoming a leader, the leader that you already were, but you were shying away from the responsibility in it. And that's all about, I mean, the bells are tolling. I'm on the right track here. If your current clients are not generating enough revenue for you and you need to move to a better paying subset of the industry, then by freeing yourself up, by following that community and coaching model rather than being the outright creator, Michael Gerber calls it working on the business, not in the business, you'll have a ton of extra time to work on promoting yourself, repositioning yourself, getting those speaking gigs, doing the work on a one-to-one basis that generates the revenue that you deserve. A lot of autopilot, a lot of systematizing, a lot of process building here, but that reaps rewards. That, loosely speaking, defines the numbers. The niche is your sweet spot, the area of expertise, where you're giving the most, where you're differentiating, what is your USP. That ultimately is the niche. The niche also needs to be about where your passion is, not idly following the herd. And when I talk to early career professionals about this, and they're like, yeah, well, I've done a degree in this, very generic, but on that degree they've done so much work which has created sparks, it's given them fire in their bellies. And it's by reflecting on and reviewing the work that you've done in that collegiate environment that you can often find the niche that is nice to you, as much as you can if you've worked in a job for 15 years and everybody knows that you're very good at X and you also love doing X, so that's your niche. And then the network element, which is your connections. I use this on LinkedIn. I have 5 conversations a week with my connections to horizon scan and course correct with my service portfolio. What do? Well, I find them at random and I say, I want to talk to you about the services that I provide. I want to get your input on whether you think they're valuable. I want you to help me figure out how I can make them more useful to people out there, to people like you, and also get a sense of the services that I offer, how they already fit into a real life organization, so that I can then better mold my services to people who are thriving and striving in industry rather than making up my own set of assumptions, doing my own desk research. There is nothing like using your network as a petri dish, as a lab. And if you can somehow find the time for 5 half an hour conversations a week to chat about what you do and see how others visualize it and its value, it's massive. And the other thing is, you've got to remember as well, is A, you might be getting potential clients on your roster. B, everybody wants to help. Very rarely, if you've got a warm network, will people turn down the chance to speak to you for half an hour. And it's the best research you can do. Human to human, face to face, one to one, on Teams, Zoom or Meet. brass tacks, talking about your business, getting their reflections on it, asking for suggestions on how you can make it even more useful. That's the three ends. That's my framework. I think everybody needs it. Everybody uses it to varying degrees. But having it embedded in your mindset for 2024, I think will help you go far. And it's certainly helped me crystallize a few thoughts this year. And I know for sure that it's going to make a difference to you. So this is my happy Christmas and a merry new year to you. Enjoy the next few days and weeks. Rest well. Reboot. Take plenty of time with family and friends. Give yourself some space as well. We all need to exercise our inner introvert. And be ready for another big year next year. It's Technology. I'm Dave Thackeray. I'm at dave@wordofmouth.com if you need me. Check out my profile at adplist.org if you want to book a coaching session for free. And I'll see you on the other side, guys. Bye for now.
Okay, think of your mind as the house and your ears as the doors and windows. I'm going to come as Nick Knowles and buff up your rooms and excite your entrances. Welcome to Thacknology, the world of me, Dave Thackeray. Every day, I'm trawling the web and world for ideas and inspiration to make your life a little more lavish. More often than not, it's just a plain old fun factory highlighting things to make us smarter, speedier, and smileier. Don't forget to leave me a message if you want something, anything discussed, regaled on Thacknology. I'm Dave Thackeray. I'm a writer. I like a microphone, but more importantly, I love to hear what you think. So get in, stick around, if only to keep me company. And remember, it can only get better from here. Thanks for being you. And for us, welcome to Team Thacknology.